Hello, this is David Frost. That's Sir David Frost to you. I'm dead, but I'm playing host, as I have for over 50 years, one last time. So, welcome to the latest episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Don't miss the best of Dave Chappelle. Hear Dave talk about weed.
I don't want to talk about weed.
Hear him talk about women.
I don't want to talk about women.
Hear him respond to hecklers.
That's it. Show's over. I'm going to stand here for 25 minutes, fulfill my contract, then leave.
Hear Dave stand there for 25 minutes, fulfill his contract, then leave.
I know this is no fun, but I don't want to do any bits for my TV show.
Hear Dave talk back to people who ask him to do bits from his TV show.
No bits, no jokes, no laughs. Who has a book? I'm going to stand here and read a book.
The best of Dave Chappelle. Non-jokes, non-bits, and things he's read out of books.
That's it. I don't like the way you said that.
Sorry, Dave. Can I do it again?
No! No second takes! Ad's over!
The best of Dave Chappelle. Ad's over.
No tagline! No editing! No putting this on an MP3! I'm gonna read a book!
Welcome to Inside the Archive Studio. I'm Strong Powers, and my guest tonight should be well known to anyone within voting distance of democracy. America's number one bestie since 1791, please welcome the U.S. Constitution.
Thanks, young fella. You're a good exponent of my First Amendment.
Constitution, I'd like to ask you about your Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11.
Huh? My what?
Your War Powers Clause. It was last invoked right before World War II.
No wonder I don't remember it.
President Obama is consulting Congress before waging war with Syria. How's that make you feel?
Meshuggah. He says he already has authority to attack Syria. He's asking Congress for support, not seeking a formal war declaration. I'm old, but I'm not stupid.
Well, at least Obama has people talking about you again.
I don't need publicity. I'm the highest law of the land, not One Direction.
You don't think this is part of Obama's oath to protect and defend you from all enemies?
Yeah, right. There's one enemy he won't defend me from.
What's that?
That young pipsqueak, national security.
We just happen to have national security in the audience. Say hello!
I'm not at liberty to say hello at this time. I'm just kidding.
National security was developed expressly to be a pain in my ass!
Is that true?
Pretty much. I can be used to justify anything he forbids. Americans being held without trial, being spied on, droned, assassinated. The usual.
What about harvesting people's private information to create advertising?
No. I'm national security, not Facebook.
Constitution, what's next for you?
Nothing, really. After this war foldy roll, I'm going to see if they'll outfit the National Archives with an acorn stairlift and devote an exhibit to Matlock reruns.
Well, that's all for now. Join me next time when my guests will be the 1474 Treaty of Utrecht and the 2013 cheating agreement between Lindsey Vonn and Tiger Woods.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is made possible by Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA.
Doesn't your caring, gluten-free, non-violent blood boil over whenever the NRA goes into action after another gun-induced bloodbath of innocence, effectively caused by their bestial, brain-dead need to prevent anything happening to their precious Second Amendment rights to kill at will?
The truth is that our society is populated by an unknown number of genuine monsters.
And for one fleeting, enraged second, you feel like filling the sacks of muscle-free jelly these deranged morons call bodies with hot lead. Or at least watching someone make the rage-clotted blood spurt from their paranoia-packed skulls like juice from a rotting tomato. But you can't, because that would be wrong. but you can in our new murderously fun video game, Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA. You and your assassins have optional start points. You can frontally attack the Denver Convention Hall, where thousands of targets hail their leader, Sergeant Wayne Payne.
To blame assault weapons for these tragedies would be like, well, blaming airplanes for the 9/11 attack.
You can infiltrate the Ted Nugent TED Conference.
The Barack Obama gang, who believes in we the sheeple, and actually is attempting to re-implement the tyranny of King George.
Your kill count starts running, releasing higher-powered weapons and armored vehicles. Your goal is to eliminate all 2.4 million NRA targets on increasing levels of difficulty. A mass elimination takes you to the next level, creating random open-world opportunities to take out the waddling but heavily armed codgers. Massive eliminations mean eventually only the toughest targets survive, posing increasingly dangerous challenges. One advantage you have tracking the final survivors, when they move, you can always hear the denim scratching between their morbidly obese thighs. Badge of Honor, Shoot the NRA, leaves you the victor atop a mountain of bloody, mutilated, dead or dying NRA flesh, thus ridding the U.S. of its worst internal enemy. But not really. Because the First Amendment gives you the right to murder as many people as you want, any way you want, legal or not, and wallow in the carnage and thrill to the same bestial lizard brain urge that drives the NRA. So long as it's just for fun.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth. It's like Spinal Tap with mines.
5%.
Almost there, Eagle.
There is contact, Mission Control. I have landed safely.
Congratulations, Eagle. You're the first man on Mars.
Opening the hatchway.
What do you see, Eagle?
Mars is over. Over.
What do you mean it's over?
Mars is not cool anymore, Mission Control. The yuppies have found it.
You mean, there's already, what, townhouses?
Yeah, all a really cool barren wasteland is gone. I think I see a gated community.
Your radio signal is... Actually, it's improving. Mars must have Wi-Fi.
Oh, would you look at that. A nice little store is going out of business. They're gonna replace it with a bank.
Oh, what are you supposed to do with another bank in the neighborhood? Withdraw more money to spend on stores that aren't there anymore?
Excuse me, we need to get through.
Oh, sure, sorry. Baby carriages? Man, Mars is done.
Okay, Eagle, just gather data while we figure this out.
Roger that, Mission Control. Well, at least they have a Trader Joe's. Lines don't look too bad. Wonder if they have those frozen salmon steaks. I just arrived on Mars. Do you know where I can find rock samples?
Well, there's a Pottery Barn at the mall.
The mall? Hey, do they have a food court with a salad bar?
Oh, sure.
We've got to do something, Commander. He's getting sucked in.
Eagle, listen, it looks like the planet Neptune is still cool. Repeat, Neptune is still cool.
The schools in this area.
Eagle.
Well, for the best elementary
acknowledge.
Schools, you've got to apply before the child is even born.
Jeez, it's too late, sir. He's lost. Lost on Mars.
Uh-huh. And put on a beige sweater. You kind of stand out in that spacesuit.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
By the way, if you want to join our co-op market, I could get you on the waiting list, and you could get in, say, in 2 years. Then you just have to volunteer 7 hours a week.
I know this sounds random, but there was this crawfish salad I used to like at Whole Foods.
We have that. I know exactly what you're talking about. It has cinnamon.
Yeah, that's it.
And we sell organic ostrich.
Oh, I hear that's really healthy.
The following portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is brought to you by Non-Biker People for Bikers.
Don't you hate this sound? Every time you see them weaving in and out of heavy rush hour traffic at way over 100 miles per hour, never even being chased by the troopers, let alone getting a ticket, don't you just want to run them off the road and into a utility pole? Or this sound. Every time you see them hogging the highway in a quarter-mile convoy with their beer bellies flopping on their gas tanks and their faux Hell's Angels colors, farting thunder so loud dead birds fall from the sky, along with local real estate values, don't you just wish you had a missile launcher on your roof? Well, non-biker people for bikers says let's stop the mindless criticism of that gallant young man screaming down the highway with the gallant young woman perched on his back. Let's end the naked prejudice against that selfless, overweight dentist with his amusement park pirate bandana around his bald spot and his shiny, modified mufflers accentuating his SPS. Why? Because these people are heroes. Tearing through the night or the countryside, calling deafening attention to the sacrifices they're willing to make for others. The lame, the sick, the halt, the weak, the afflicted, and the amputated. Every single day, donating organs to us by the thousands. And limbs, if they're not too badly damaged. So, thank you, crazed speedsters from the bottom of our new hearts. May you rest in pieces. Amen.
Sci-Fi Network presents Sharkarine, half tangerine, half shark.
It bit off my tongue!
Destruction and mayhem in the food aisles of Cape Cod, with refrigerated produce trucks headed for Kansas.
We've got to stop those trucks! But how do you stop a truck?
You can't! Trucks cannot be stopped!
There's probably some reason why it happened. Climate change, fracking, GMOs, something. Anyway, it's 2 hours of sharks coming out of tangerines.
Oh, my face!
Sorry, Sheriff. We can't evacuate the Piggly Wiggly. It's fruit season.
Damn it. Listen to me. It's always fruit season.
Sharkarine. Half tangerine, half shark. The whole idea is great on paper.
Hello, I'm Gail Weinstein, and welcome to Interesting Humans, the show filled with human interest stories that make you say, interesting. This week, we have a twist to our theme as we travel to a street many of us have fond memories of as children. A street where sunny days swept the clouds away and the air is sweet. But even though you could come and play, not everything is A-okay. There is a monster who, when all the other residents retire to their homes, curls up under the awning of Hooper's store and sleeps on the Sesame Street. And his name is Telly Monster.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away.
Telly Monster, how did you become homeless?
Oh, well, I made some terrible investments in the early 80s after I became a regular on the show.
Terrible investments.
Oh, yes. Telly's Tequila, my adult beverage brand, and my mobile inoculation vehicle fleet, Telly's tuberculosis and tetanus vaccination on wheels.
So those business interests failed miserably.
It didn't occur to me that adults would never buy fine-sipping tequila from a Muppet, nor be interested in tetanus or TB shots from a van. I thought they were brilliant ideas. Grover called me an idiot. Big Bird tried to get me to invest like he did in a little company called Apple. I called him an idiot. Oh, why didn't I listen to Big Bird? Hubris, Gale. Hubris. Now he won't let me go through his trash.
That was the 80s, over 30 years ago. You've been a cast member all that time. You haven't recovered yet?
Well, those vaccination vans were expensive. And then I drank all the tequila. Soon after, I was considered difficult to work with.
This is true. We have found some outtakes from a Sesame Street shoot from 1985.
You don't tell me what to do, I love Telly! Telly, you monster!
Telly, can you please just say that today's show was brought to you by the letter P so we can all go home?
How about today's letter is brought to you by Go Fuck Yourself!
Telly.
Tell that fucking Murray to do this bullshit. This, Barry, is a shit segment, and you know it is. You are all against Telly. Frank is, Jim is, all you fuckers are. Why don't I have a good segment? Why don't I get a Super Grover-like thing? I can do it better than that piece of shit. You all fucking, seriously, doesn't anyone else see that he's fucking incompetent? Anyone?
Telly, calm down. You've already had 6 drinks in the last half hour. That's 6. 6 drinks.
Yes, that was a difficult time for me. Oh, as they introduced more characters, I was obviously used less and less. And, in Sesame Street, you're paid by the segment, so, it was very hard to get back on my feet.
Haven't any of your fellow Sesame Street neighbors tried to help you?
Oh, I've had some blessings. Oscar the Grouch let me stay in his trash can for a while. But, there was an unfortunate incident where I weirded out his pet worm Slimy with some of my sexual practices that some might consider bizarre. Oscar threw me out on the street, but that's okay. And now Big Bird considers me disgusting, and Ernie and Bert won't make eye contact with me. But that's okay. And then there's Cookie Monster, who... Well, Gail, he's just cruel.
How so?
I can stay with him as long as I'd like, which is a blessing. But then I have to sit and watch him eat cookies. All of his cookies. He won't let me have one. He truly is a monster.
I went to one of the most successful Muppets ever on the show to hear his thoughts and what he is doing to help the homeless situation on Sesame Street.
Elmo is very sad about the situation. They're very sad indeed. But Elmo cannot help. Elmo knows the best way to help a homeless Muppet is to let that Muppet help themselves. Let them pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. And if they have them and they're not naked like Elmo.
It's just one Muppet, Elmo. You're the most popular Muppet. You can't help him out?
Miss Gail, Murray made his bed.
Telly.
What?
Telly. Telly Monster is the homeless Muppet.
Miss Gail, Murray is not homeless?
No, just Telly.
Elmo is amazed. Then Elmo wonders why Murray Monster smells like that. Anyway, there's nothing Elmo can do. Elmo has to worry about Elmo. So Elmo doesn't end up like Telly Monster. Right, Miss Gale?
And Elmo is not the only one seemingly unconcerned with the issue. Gordon, Maria, and Abby the Fairy were not available for comment, and Hooper's manager, Alan, threatened to call the authorities on us if we asked just a few questions. This all leads up to a continuing saga of Telly Monster and his life on the street. The Sesame Street.
Oh, I understand their apathy. I'm still serving my sentence for my actions in the past, and that's okay. That's okay. I accept that Bert and Ernie won't let me sleep on their ample floor, or Big Bird has no space for me at his huge nest, or that there isn't any room in the basement of Gordon's brownstone. Oh, I'm content with going through the dumpster behind Hooper's and being paired up in small segments with the worst Muppet of all time, Baby Bear.
And so it continues. Telly searching the nooks and crannies of Sesame Street for warm, dry places to sleep and leftover Big Bird seed.
You know, Gail, there just is no choice but to be happy.
be happy.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Oh my God, OMG, oh my God, OMG, OMG, OMG. Hi, this is God. Let's get one thing clear. I am not your God, nor his God, or her God, or someone's dog's God. I'm not anyone's God. I mean hundreds of millions of depraved, non-theist idiots claiming me as theirs 100 times a day. Oh my God, OMG this, OMG that. Who the hell do you people think you are? Forget the me generation, you people are the me species. It's bad enough when some crew-cut would-be war criminal starts screeching, God bless America. Or when some hirsute rabbi in a baggy black suit that first hit the runway in 1859 starts telling kids he's one of my chosen people? Or when those blood-crazed cretins who call me Allah start screeching I'm great while they're sawing some guy's head off with a rusty bread knife? Me damn, you humans suck! And now, every shit-for-brains narcissist with an email account or an overactive text thumb is calling on me morning, noon, and night on every mega-trivial pretext under the sun? Oh my God! OMG! Oh my God! What am I, the universe's super? It's a pretty little planet, and I used to stroll here sometimes when those big friendly lizards were all over the place. But now, a giant me-damn cesspool completely overrun by giant two-legged roaches. Which is very unfair to roaches, who are not only good-looking, but know how to get along with each other. Which is also why I'm phasing you pond scum out as soon as possible. You want to hear the word of God? The only word of God you'll ever hear that God actually said? Listen up. Fuck humanity. You are history. History.
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Jen Dodd, Rob Gordon, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Rob Gordon, John Marshall, Barry Lank, and Tony Hendra. Get on over to thefinaledition.com for more sizzling satire with teeth. Also, the Final Edition's first album, The Vinyl Edition, is available now for purchase online. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2013.